أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر أن الله سخر لكم ما في الأرض والفلك تجري في البحر بأمره ويمسك السماء أن تقع على الأرض إلا بإذنه إن الله بالناس لرؤوف رحيم. وهو الذي أحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم إن الإنسان لكفور. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 65 and 66 of Surah Al-Hajj. The last few ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had been speaking about Allah ta'ala's great ni'mats that Allah had bestowed upon man. Here again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues to speak about these ni'mats, but here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes particular mention about these ni'mats being particularly for insan, for mankind. And hence Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that do you not see that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala subjected for you whatever is in the earth. Maybe Allah did not give control over everything on the earth, but definitely Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought it for the service, or Allah created it for the service of mankind. There are mountains, man does not have any control over them. They are the flowing of rivers and the seas and everything else. Man may not have control over them, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala subjected them for the usage of mankind, that man can take benefit from it. And again, the ni'mat of Allah, and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness upon insan, that Allah did not send us on this earth like we were stranded, that there was no rizq, there was no sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw to our needs, such needs, that had Allah asked us about these needs, we wouldn't have been able to fathom and know about these needs. وَالْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِ, and it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that subjected the vessel or the ship that sails in the sea, بِأَمْرِهِ, by the command of Allah. We discussed this on numerous occasions, that whatever is placed on water, naturally gravity will bring it down, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's great kudrat, Allah allowed vessels to sail, and one is for man to use it as a passage for himself, and also for commodities. So all of that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken care of. وَيُمْسِكُ السَّمَاءَ أَن تَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ, and it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that held back the skies that it falls on the earth but by the command of Allah. Now when we understand and we hear about bombs falling on different communities and people, what is life thereafter? Can we think about it, that if man was under a constant threat that a portion of the sky will fall? Here the commentator speaks about Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah, besides the sky, if we can think about man having this fear that a portion of the sun may fall upon him, or the stars may fall upon him, or a portion of the moon, if we lived with that constant fear, how would man live on this earth? But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Allah has withheld all of this so that man will remain comfortable and at ease in this earth. Inna Allaha bin nasi la raufur rahim, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most gentle, Allah is most merciful, not only to the believers, but bin nas, to the whole of mankind, that the usage of the waters of the rivers and all that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given is not only unique to the believer, that Allah only gave us access to it. Allah has given everyone access to everything that Allah ta'ala has placed on earth, and for that matter even in the skies and the cosmic creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَحْيَاكُمْ. Now Allah ta'ala comes to another point, that it is He, it is only Allah that had given you life. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ, and you need to understand that this life is never ever going to be forever. It is Allah that will give you death. In other words, you will have to leave this world. And you're not going to just die and then you are dead forever. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. And then it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will raise you once again by giving you life. And that is for the akhirat and the accountability that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take from each and every individual. So understand that these all, the ayahs of the past also, all these ni'mats Allah has given, but there is going to be accountability in the courts of Allah. Innal insana lakafur. One complaint that Allah has about insan, that certainly insan, humankind is lakafur. Humankind is excessively ungrateful to Allah Rabbul Izzat. He excessively disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never ever recognizes these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence, man is in man. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us iman. And with that iman, may Allah ta'ala give us the quality of appreciation of all these beautiful ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.